You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip, and this is 2MTL number... something rather. My stuffy intellectual head says that multi-doctor stories just don't work. You see multiple actors on screen playing the same role, and it undercuts the whole idea that it's the same man with a different face, and yet I go all fanboy over it because who doesn't want to see Tennant and Davison on the screen together, or Troughton and anyone? It's just fun, which is why Big Finish's upcoming The Four Doctors story turned my head. But alas, it's a bonus for subscribers only. If you get a 6 or 12 month subscription to the main line, including December's number 142, you'll get The Four Doctors. And that's the only way to do it because, unlike previous releases, Big Finish won't be selling The Four Doctors separately a year later. They did announce on August 9th that starting in January, any 12-month subscriber can choose The Four Doctors as their free CD, and that is a nice gesture, but still, any subscription is one heck of a commitment. $150 US is a great deal for 13 stories compared to the standard cover prices, but a la carte customers like me forego subscriptions because A, that's a large load of cash at once, or B, that's a heck of a time commitment to hours of stories that may not all be to one's taste. Now, I'm not going to go all entitlement fanboy and whine that Big Finish is asking too much for a story I want. Nobody has a right to buy a story on their own terms. Subscribers are Big Finish's lifeblood. They get discounted episodes and extra goodies because Big Finish needs a level of predictable income. They want committed customers. But I'm not sure it'll work the way Big Finish wants. This model attempts to change the subscriber premium episodes from being temporarily scarce to permanently scarce in order to drive up subscriptions. But there is no scarcity in media these days, not in a time of CD ripping and bootlegging and torrenting. I'd rather Big Finish found a way to provide something truly scarce than sacrifice future a la carte sales of what could be their most popular story in a long time. I don't know what that thing might be. Maybe an exclusive live online event or autographed memorabilia? I don't know. Nick Briggs said during every conversation at Gallifrey One last year, subscribers get more at bigfinish.com, and that's as it should be. But what do you think? Is this the right incentive? Oh, and pick up Blood of the Daleks. It's awesome. So let me know what you think, and let me know where I'm right and where I'm wrong. Leave me a message at twominutetimelord.com. Just click on leave a comment. Or drop a line on Facebook or Twitter. Look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. You can subscribe to the podcast at iTunes, and you can also leave a review, which I really appreciate. Thanks a lot, and I'll see you in a couple of days to talk Torchwood.